Welcome back to Giants.com with your three matchups to watch. He's Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk. It's the Giants and the Vikings on Sunday Night Football, playoff positioning on the line. And Paul, the first matchup, no surprise, it's stopping Adrian Peterson. There's a reason he's considered the top running back in football. Jason Pierre-Paul explains why he's so tough to stop.
You know, he's one of the top running backs in this league. I know he said, you know, he sat out last year, if I remember. You know, he came back and he looked like he hasn't missed a beat. You know, like I said, he's one of the greatest running backs that ever played his game, still playing, and we got to face him Sunday. So, you know, it's going to be a big challenge for the D-line, but we're ready.
And, Paul, Adrian Peterson can break a long one at any time. He's got speed. He's got power. He's the whole package.
40 runs of 10-plus yards this season leads the NFL, but I want to give you a number if you want to be optimistic about the Giants. Adrian Peterson's had a handful of fumbles this year.
Six.
He has put the ball on the ground. And in fact, over the last three seasons, he's losing the ball approximately one every 50 touches, which is a little high for a guy who is a superstar Hall of Fame running back. He has absolutely had some trouble with it. So if you're the Giants, one of the ways you can contain him is by ripping the ball out of his hands.
But one guy in the Vikings that does do a good job of protecting the football is their young quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. He might only be in his second year, but Giants linebacker Mark Herzlich says he's beyond his age in terms of play.
I see a maturing quarterback. You know, he's getting better and better, and he doesn't make mistakes that a lot of people in his position do, where, you know, he tries to force one in there, or he relies on his run game. He relies on his offensive scheme, and he doesn't make those big turnover mistakes. You see that in the amount of turnovers they even have this season. It's lower than, I would say, you know, 90% of the teams out there.
Paul, just 8 interceptions on the year for Teddy Bridgewater, but he is averaging just over 190 passing yards per game, one of the lower-ranked quarterbacks in the league in that category.
Yeah, he's only had 200-300-yard games, John. Now, despite the 4 touchdown passes last week against Chicago, which is going to make him feel good, the bottom line is Bridgewater's a very conservative quarterback. One of the reasons you don't see many picks is because he's not throwing it downfield that much. The longest completion he has this year is only 40 yards, John. How many NFL quarterbacks would just say, really, 40 yards? That's what it is. So they're very conservative, a lot of short passes, a lot of Adrian Peterson running the ball.
Now, but we saw in a couple games late this year, especially in big opportunities, he does tend to hold the ball sometimes, so there might be some sacks to be had for that Giants defensive line. Now, the Vikings defensive line, they like to get sacks of their own, and that includes former Giants defensive lineman Linval Joseph, who Giants offensive lineman Justin Pugh is very familiar with.
They got a bunch of good players. I mean, everywhere across the board, they got good guys. And it seems kind of like a broken record every week I get up talking about how good their defensive line is. But, you know, 97's a great player, great pass rusher. Obviously, Linval Joseph being here, I know what he brings to the table. One of the strongest guys I've ever seen or played against. So we got our work cut out for us. We have a big test.
Paul, the Vikings are an old-school team. They like to rely on their defense. They play conservatively offensively because they know their defense can take care of business. And it all starts with their front seven. Mike Zimmer, a former defensive coordinator, is their head coach. He moves guys around, does a lot of clever and slick things to try to use his front seven, who have a lot of talented guys, to get to the quarterback.
Yeah, they're not going to blitz a whole lot, John. They're just going to use a lot of disguises in that front seven to see if they can mess you up with your communication and your signals and your adjustments. They are a speedy, quick defense. They've got, I think, mid-30s in sacks, which is actually only in the middle of the league. But they do it, again, without a lot of blitzing and gambling, which means there's not a lot of that risk-reward thing. You know, usually think a lot of teams are going to send guys, get the blitz. Well, that means you can burn them. That's not what happens with the Vikings. And so that's a very interesting thing to watch. And also, look at that secondary. They're only giving up about 11 yards a catch, which isn't all that bad either.
And a good mix of youth and veterans in that secondary as well. That provides a very formidable foe for the Giants' passing attack. The Giants will be ready. They will hope to be playing for a playoff spot on Sunday night, depending on what happens between the Redskins and the Eagles on Saturday.
Yep.
And then the Giants will be playing for a piece of the NFC East title heading in to Week 17. For Paul Dottino, I am John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us on your three matchups to watch for the Giants and Vikings on Sunday Night Football.